Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world. All right, let's talk about Dobby.
Dobby, nice.
Yes.
All right. So we mentioned Dobby in our last episode briefly.
We did.
Yeah, so how fitting that we talk about him today.
Right, exactly. So what do you remember about Dobby?
Well, Dobby is a house elf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember whose. Mm-hmm. A bad person's house elf. That's all I remember.
Well, are you going to guess? Who's a wealthy bad person? Or bad family?
Yeah, the Blacks.
No. They also have a house elf, Creature.
Oh, okay. Creature. But yeah.
The other wealthy bad family. The Malfoys. Know. The Malfoys.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, of course. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Of course, I don't remember the Malfoys. I've blocked them out of my memory completely.
Right?
Yeah. But Dobby had some significant roles in helping mm-hmm. out. Our trio,
yes.
From what I remember, and was such a kind soul that the spoilers of what happens to him was just so traumatic.
Kind of a
sad story of, mm-hmm. of poor Dobby's life. Such a strong-willed, good soul.
Yes.
In this house elf.
Although sometimes he expresses it in not the best ways, but ultimately a good soul. Yes.
Yeah.
So we haven't really talked about house elves, and we may or may not do a full episode on them. But basically, they are slaves in the households of wealthy wizards and institutions, and they have to do what their master says. They can't do anything against their masters, or they have to punish themselves. So when Dobby tries to help Harry by getting him not to go back to Hogwarts, he ends up having to punish himself, you know, iron his hands or hit himself in the head and all that stuff because he's betraying his master, basically.
Yeah.
So that's in the Chamber of Secrets book number 2, when he basically does a lot of bad stuff to Harry to get him to either not go back to Hogwarts or not want to stay or not be able to stay. And he gets Harry into a lot of trouble, but Harry never does what he wants. He continues to go to Hogwarts despite everything. So, of course, the Malfoys did not treat Dobby very well. And Harry doesn't like this. And he does know that despite Dobby's not so great methods, he was trying to help him. And so at the end of that book, he helps Dobby and he tricks Lucius Malfoy into giving him a sock. And if you hand a house elf any piece of clothing, you're setting them free.
Right.
He tricks Lucius into freeing Dobby.
Yes. Yes. I remember that part and was so happy when it happened.
Yes. And, you know, so Dobby is so grateful and loyal to Harry. And so he always wants to help him throughout the rest of the series. Dobby is very glad to be free and he wants to work. But Dumbledore is the only one who will employ him. You know, everybody, house elves are slaves. They work for free, right? Nobody wants to pay for a house elf. So he ends up getting a job at Hogwarts in the kitchens. And he's the only one who gets paid there. And the other house elves that work at Hogwarts kind of shun him because he's accepting wages, even though they're very minimal. Like Harry, at first Harry is like, wait, you're only getting paid how much? He's like, oh, no. I negotiated him down. He offered me a lot more, but I couldn't take that much money. Uh-huh. Like, so Dobby also ends up rescuing Harry and some of his companions from Malfoy Manor when he's trapped there. And we talked about apparition last week, and he's the only one who's able to do this because the Malfoy dungeon has the anti-disapparation jinx on it.
Yes.
So, but Dobby, being a house elf, doesn't apply to him, so he's able to get in and rescue them.
Right.
He actually comes in and saves the day, gets them out, but they're in the middle of a fight, and Bellatrix Lestrange, who we've also talked about, she throws a knife at them just as they're apparating out, and they get away, but the knife did hit Dobby. He gets them to safety, and then he ends up dying of his wounds in Harry's arms.
Ugh, that was one of the saddest scenes in the whole freaking series.
Yes, I know. In the beginning, I really did not like Dobby. Like, he was really annoying and just, like, this troublesome creature. But somewhere along the line by the end, I was, like, bawling reading that chapter. I'm like, Dobby, no! Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, the poignant part is that even though he could do it by magic, Harry takes the time to dig his grave by hand, and they put a gravestone there that says, "Here lies Dobby, a free elf." Yeah.
Ugh. I know. Even now, it's like we have like some sort of like PTSD around this, right?
Right? Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. This was, I did not expect to feel this way, but this is one of the deaths that really got me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about his name.
Yes.
Dobby.
Dobby. Just the first name. There's no other names.
Nope. He's just Dobby. Yep. So Dobby is actually an English word. Have you heard it before?
I don't think I have.
Okay. Yes. It's a little bit obscure. It's actually a piece that attaches to a loom to help you weave intricate patterns or figures.
Hmm, okay.
And it's also the name of the piece of cloth that is made using a dobby, which is frequently a tea towel.
Hmm, okay.
Which, so house elves, not dobby, but some of the other house elves wear tea towels as their quote-unquote clothes, since they can't have clothes or they'll be freed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dobby wore a pillowcase, but other ones wear tea towels.
I would have never caught that detail otherwise.
Kind of ironic almost that he's named after this item that's used to create cloth when clothing is so important in, you know, the freedom of house elves.
You can spend your entire existence creating the thing that will free you.
Yeah, yeah.
But never getting it.
Never getting it, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Dobby is the only house elf who is actually proud to be free and proud to wear clothes. And he wears more clothes than he needs to because he can, you know. So he often has multiple hats or socks, or he loves socks because that's the thing that set him free, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm just picturing those, like, social media challenges of how many t-shirts you can put on. Have you seen these? Someone will put on like 50 t-shirts and then not be able to move.
No, I don't think I've seen that, but I can picture it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my travel tips for lightening your suitcase to go under.
Wear
all
your
stuff. Get on the plane is just wear everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You just pull a dobby and exactly, you know, wear three pairs of socks.
Exactly. There is another or a possible origin of Dobby, which makes even more sense.
Okay.
Okay. This is Old English. A dobby was a benevolent elf who would perform household tasks at night and disappeared when offered clothing.
Okay. So, like, yeah.
It's basically what the house elves are. They're dobbies.
Yep.
Yeah. It's sometimes also called a brownie. Which I had heard of brownies before, but not dobbies, but they're basically the same creature.
There can be no doubt that this is what JK was going for.
Exactly.
Or inspired by. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
So she kind of took this creature and adapted it slightly and changed the name and then used the original name as the name of her most famous house elf.
Yeah.
And there is one other possible origin. There is an Indian word, Dobby or Dobby, D-H-O-B-I, and that is a member of one of the lower castes in the Indian caste system. And these were typically Dobby were typically employed as washermen. So Dobby is kind of a lower being, quote unquote, in the hierarchy of the wizarding world. And house elves do the housework, including the washing up.
Yeah, so there's definitely a connection to the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
It just so bugs me. Like, it's like that's part of the thing of maybe why we learn to love this kind of slightly annoying character, is because like we recognize that he is like forcefully kept in like the bottom of this hierarchy.
Yeah.
Even though all he wants to do is good things for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's many parallels in the real world, the non-wizarding world.
Yes.
Anytime I hear the word hierarchy, I just get so mad.
Mm. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we know many names of other house elves in the series?
There's one other house elf who is named in the series, and that is Winky.
Winky?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And she is also ends up being freed, but it's a punishment, not a reward. And she is not happy about it, and she becomes an alcoholic house elf.
Oh.
Yes. Huh. And Dobby takes care of her.
She kind of loses her sense of purpose, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, most house elves, Dobby is very much the exception that, you know, just they're these put down upon creatures, slaves, basically, and many are not treated very well. But there is a sense among house elves that this is what they do. You know, this is what their purpose is, and they don't want to be anything else. They don't want to be free. They don't want to be paid, you know. And it might just be a kind of an ingrained thing in the best way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you almost as a self-preservation coping skill have to find pride in what you're doing and purpose in what you're doing just to not go mad.
Yeah. And often house elves have been in the same family for years and they're kind of, you know, like they feel the pride of that, you know, this is my family and look how well they're doing. And
so almost like the sense of a fan of a sports team, like this is my team.
Right.
And I can feel victory vicariously through them almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they're doing well, I'm doing well.
That's a good way to put it.
Oh, Dobby. Well, it's always, you know, pulls on your heartstrings remembering and talking about Dobby.
Yes, yeah.
But it's nice to learn a little bit more about him and the inspiration behind him is <it's> quite fitting.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have so many other magical creatures to talk about still on this podcast. So make sure you're subscribed and check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Potternyms for when we drop new episodes about the creatures and also places and spells and other characters in this wonderful series.
You can also check out animated versions on YouTube and shorter clips from the episodes. Plus, there are other extra clips that you can't find anywhere else on our Patreon, patreon.com/potternyms.
Well, until next time, I'm Eric.
And I'm Al.
And this has been Potternyms.